You know what the scariest thing is? To not know your place in this world. To not know why you're here. It's just an awful feeling.
Salutations, Robbie Romeiser here with another edition of Career Callings. Our purpose at Career Callings is to help you avoid the financial and emotional pain of a bad career decision by helping you find, prepare for, and pursue the work God created you to do. Love to have you join us today on the program at 864-381-7649, 864-381-7649, or by email at robbie@careercallings.net. That's R-O-B-B-I-E. At careercallings.net. Maestro, are you ready for a question?
Yes.
Have you ever made a dumb decision?
Yes.
Okay. Other than letting me actually have a program on your radio station, what would be another example of a dumb decision?
Well, one time, when I was young, I knocked the top off of a spray paint can.
Okay.
And I was spray painting something. I was done. But I put the top back on, and I looked at it, and I said, I don't know if that's really on there, if it's going to fall off again. And I just kind of tapped it, and about the third tap, blue spray paint got me right in the face.
That was
a dumb move.
That's pretty dumb. Yeah, that's almost at the level of a Darwin Award dumb, almost, because you could have blinded yourself.
Yeah.
So what happened? Did it take a week to clean all the paint off your face or what?
I scrubbed and scrubbed till my face was red raw. I was ready to go the next day.
Now it's ready. Was it still red raw the next day?
Although the hard part was top of the eyelids.
Yeah.
Almost looked like I had eyeshadow.
Oh, nice. So. Nice. Setting a trend back then, eh? Yeah. That's pretty normal today, unfortunately. But back then, it might have been a little unique.
It stood out.
It stood out just a wee bit. Well, you know, sometimes people just make dumb decisions. And every now and then, you know, I know it's not nice to laugh at other people's mistakes, but sometimes you just got to have a little fun with it. So what I want to do is introduce a feature today called Stupid Business Decisions, and I want to share with you a couple stupid business decisions that I had researched recently. And just like every other good feature that we have on the Career Callings radio program, we have to have some theme music to go with it. So I found this fantastic theme music composed by our good friend Weird Al Yankovic. So many of you no doubt know who Weird Al is, and he's a musician who does fantastic musical parodies. And let's just listen to a few stanzas or whatnot of his song called Mission Statement.
Operationalize our strategies. Invest in world-class technology and leverage our core competencies in order to holistically administrate exceptional synergy. We'll set a brand trajectory using management's philosophy. Advance our market share vis-a-vis our proven methodology. With strong commitment.
I tell you, that entire song just makes me smile every time I listen to it. I will link to that, by the way, at careercallings.net/radio. You need to listen. It's about a 4.5-minute long song, so we can't afford to play the whole thing. But it is just a wonderful compilation of just corporate talking points. It's just fantastic, and it you got to listen to it. All right, here's a couple of ideas or a couple examples of stupid business decisions. Back in 1977, the senior executives at 20th Century Fox were talking with a fellow that you may know as George Lucas. If you don't know that name, he is the creator of Star Wars. And so back in 1977, which was the year that the first Star Wars film was actually hit movie theaters, back in that year, the execs at 20th Century Fox, in exchange for a mere $20,000 pay cut in Lucas's studio paycheck, they signed over all, I repeat, all product merchandising rights for any and all Star Wars films to Master Lucas. The combined revenue since that time for merchandising is estimated to have exceeded $3 billion, with a B as in boy, dollars, and continues to grow even to this day, making it the most lucrative deal ever struck between an individual and a corporate studio in entertainment history. And, of course, many of you know a year or two ago, Lucas sold the Star Wars franchise to Walt Disney World, or to Disney, the Disney Corporation, for, if I remember correctly, a little over $4 billion. So Mr. Lucas is a smart and savvy businessman, no matter what you think about the Star Wars films, which I personally love and have since I was a kid. By the way, I'm excited, Maestro, because this year is the first year that the new string of Star Wars films actually comes out. My son and I have been consuming the trailers that you can see on YouTube for the next edition of Star Wars, so we're excited about that. Here's another example of a stupid business decision. All right, 1962, way back when in the 1960s era, the Beatles auditioned at the London office of Decca Records. The executive in charge of talent rejected them. He thought they sounded too much like a currently popular band called The Shadows. Now, Maestro, have you ever heard of The Shadows before?
I have not.
That would make two of us. They must be hiding in the shadows.
Shadows.
I just could not resist that horrible pun. Sorry. Hopefully I didn't drive listeners away with that one. So Brian Epstein, their manager, was told by the corporate exec at the Shadows, "Hey, guys, we don't like your boys' sound. Groups these days are out. Four-piece groups with the guitars particularly are finished." And then, of course, the Beatles sold over 2 billion albums after being rejected by Decca Records. Our final example of a stupid business decision for today's edition of Stupid Business Decisions, 1876. Now, this is a long time ago. I'm going backwards in time. 1876, William Orton was president of Western Union, which at the time had a monopoly on the most advanced communications technology available at the time. That was the telegraph. Orton was offered the patent on a new invention, the telephone, for $100,000. Which in today's dollars would be worth about 2 million smackaroos, all right? So he considered the whole idea ridiculous and wrote directly to Alexander Graham Bell saying, "After careful consideration of your invention, while it is a very interesting novelty, we have come to the conclusion that it has no commercial possibilities. What use could this company make of an electrical toy?" 2 years later, after the telephone began to take off, Orton realized the magnitude of his mistake and spent years unsuccessfully challenging Bell's patents. So there's another opportunity, Maestro, that was totally flushed down the toilet by someone who made a stupid business decision. Thank you, Weird Al. That's a great way to wrap up our first edition of Stupid Business Decisions. All right. Well, want to kind of shift gears a little bit on you and take it from a funny or a lighthearted topic to one that's a little bit less lighthearted. And, you know, a lot of times when Christians are looking for direction in their lives in anything, anything at all, let alone a job search, one of the things we often hear people say is, well, analyze the doors that God is opening and closing for you. You know, should I take this job? Well, is God closing doors there, or is God opening doors there? And I'm not saying there's not merit in that. I'll add some other thoughts later on as to why there is merit in that. But we need to also be careful about the open door theorem, as I like to call it, because, you know, sometimes if we're not careful, it will lead us astray rather than lead us in the right direction. What do I mean by that? Well, if you've never seen it, I would highly recommend that you watch a movie called Monumental that Kirk Cameron came out with some years ago. I think it was 2012 now that he actually came out with it. It's a documentary on the Christian foundings of the United States of America. It's a great film all the way around. Well done. But some things that were discussed in there regarding the Pilgrims really spoke to me. And when the Pilgrims were looking at coming over to the United States or to this continent to begin a new nation, there was all kinds of struggles that they ran into prior to actually being able to get over here. And I know we're, you know, this is not specifically about what they did, obviously. It's not specifically about job hunting, but they had a mission. And as we've said many times on the program before, Your career calling is your mission that God has given you. And of course, you live out that mission in your career, in your job. But it is a mission that you're being called to. So in that respect, what the Pilgrims went through to accomplish what they understood as their mission from God, we can be inspired by their story. So a couple of things to illustrate what they had to go through. Early on in their process there, in their situation, the Church of England, of course, had named the monarch of England as its head. So leaving the church, which is what the Pilgrims desired to do, was basically tantamount to treason. And so roughly 100 pilgrims, led by Pastor John Robinson, hired a ship to sail to Holland. They wanted to segregate themselves from the Church of England and go to Holland, where they expected to have some level of freedom. And unbeknownst to the Pilgrims, that first ship that they hired, the ship's captain betrayed them to the English authorities, and they were captured and thrown into prison. A year later, once freed from jail, the Pilgrims hired another ship to sail to Holland, and we'll pick up with that part of the story on the other side of the break and see what kind of obstacles, what kind of closed doors the Pilgrims had to encounter time and time again. See you on the other side of the break. Robbie Romeiser, Career Callings.
Plan first is different. I know, that's what they all say. Here's why I think we're not like most financial planning firms. First of all, the advisors on our team are professing Christians. Also, I don't think you'll find another firm in the upstate with the depth of credentials, knowledge, and experience, Christian or not. We would love to work with everyone, but due to the comprehensive nature of the financial planning we do for our clients, we have an investment minimum of $400,000. For more information, call 1-800-588-7526 or go to planfirst.com.
I heard a famous author say once that no matter how fantastic your book is, it will never be a best-selling book until you promote. The same is true with whatever you're trying to sell, whether it's a product for work, a fundraiser for your school, or a nonprofit's message to the world. Great signage is the foundation of any marketing effort, and no one is better at providing you with great signage than my friends at Signforce. Joey Harrison and his staff are a one-stop shop for all of your marketing needs. Handcrafted signs, vehicle wraps, screen printing, embroidering, business cards, and brochures, there's nothing the folks at Signforce can't do. I've personally used Signforce for signage for my business and for our church, and Signforce has beautifully wrapped two buses for our Christian school. If you need to promote anything, Signforce will deliver a great product at a great price and with great speed. Give Joey and his folks a call at 864-582-3600 or check out their website at signforcesc.com. That's 864-582-3600, signforcesc.com.
Hello, this is Don Munson, voice of the Clemson Tigers, inviting you to join me on April the 28th at the Calvary Home for Children Thrive events in both Greenville and Anderson. Calvary Home is an outstanding ministry that cares for many displaced children in the upstate. Come on out April the 28th to catch the vision and support the children. Go to calvaryhome.org to register. That's calvaryhome.org.
Career mismatches cause people financial and emotional pain as they struggle to pay their bills and also to find meaning in their lives. The late Larry Burkett recognized this, and for nearly 30 years, Crown Ministries has helped hundreds of thousands of people around the world find, prepare for, and pursue the purpose-filled work God has called them to do. To learn more about how you or someone you love can use biblical wisdom to avoid the financial and emotional pain of a bad career decision, visit careercallings.net/discover, careercallings.net/discover.
We're Christian Talk 660.
But our lives aren't just measured in years. They're measured in the lives of people we touch around us.
This feels like my calling and my purpose in life. There's something different about this journey that's more heart connected.
Purpose is more than just your core of your own self. It's beyond your own identity. Everybody ultimately wants to serve other people.
You can have everything in life you want. You'll just help enough other people get what they want.
And that little bit of sadness in the mornings you spoke of, perhaps you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing.
Welcome back. Robbie Romeiser, Career Callings. Love for you to join the show today at 864-381-7649, 381-7649, or Robbie at careercallings.net, R-O-B-B-I-E at careercallings.net. Before the break, we were talking about the Pilgrims who founded our country, the United States of America, and we were equating the mission that they had from God and the obstacles that they faced to the obstacles we might face as we try to fulfill the mission that God has given us in our careers and our career callings. And so the idea we were talking about right before the break was whether or not we should always consider what doors God is opening, what doors God is closing. And of course, there is merit to that, but we need to be careful about the fact that not always are the closed doors of God. Sometimes the closed doors are of the devil. So we were going through a list of the doors that were closed on the Pilgrims as they tried to pursue the mission God had given them. They had separated themselves from the Church of England, tried to hire a ship to go to Holland, where they expected to have some freedom. And the first ship's captain they hired betrayed them, and the men were sent to jail. The Pilgrims, the men Pilgrims, were sent to jail for over a year, so they were separated from their wives and children. After they got out of jail, they hired another ship. And this time, what they decided to do was try to be a little bit more sneaky, because they knew they were being watched. So what they did is they sent the women and children on rafts down a river a day or two ahead of time with the idea that they would rendezvous at a certain location and get on this ship. That the men would get on a ship elsewhere, come to this location, pick up the women and children at the rendezvous point, and then take off for Holland. Well, unfortunately, the women and children arrived at the rendezvous point a day or so early, and they were captured by the English authorities. And as the men on the ship were approaching the rendezvous point, they realized what happened, so they had a decision to make. And they decided to go ahead and take off for Holland. So for the next year and a half or more, the men Pilgrims were in Holland without their wives and children, had left them behind, and thankfully, by the grace of God, eventually the women and children were allowed to exit England and join their husbands in Holland, where they spent time printing Bibles, printing biblical pamphlets, and shipping them back to England, trying to win the hearts and minds of people in England. But about a year, or after a while of that going on, the authorities in England understood, or tracked down, rather, where all these renegade pamphlets were coming from, and these Bibles as well, and they tracked the Pilgrims down to Holland and invaded a small army or small task force, I guess I could say it that way, from England. Invaded Holland, tracked them down surreptitiously, and broke their printing press so that they were out of business in Holland. So from there, the Pilgrims go back to England and hire another couple of ships, the Mayflower and the Speedwell, so that they could escape to the New World and try to begin a new life there. And all kinds of mess happened at that point, and the Speedwell broke down. And from that point forward, I'd rather you hear Kirk Cameron, in his own words, described what happened to the Pilgrims from that point forward after the Speedwell sprung a leak.
Think of all the doors that have slammed on them up to this point, right? They're meeting in secret. They escape for the first time. They get caught, thrown into prison. They escape a second time, get separated from their wives and children. They try to make it in Holland. That's not working out. So they get on a ship, go back to England. The first ship springs a leak. They've got to go back again. At what point do you say, enough? We get it. This is not part of the plan. And then there wasn't enough room for all of the passengers on the remaining Mayflower. They hold a meeting and they realize that this family of pilgrims that had been together for 12 years under the loving leadership of their pastor, John Robinson, and they decide that half of them will continue the trip and half of them will stay. Can you imagine what it would have felt like for this pastor who had poured his life into these people and taught them everything he knew? Now, Pastor Robinson would have to stay behind, knowing that he would most likely never see half of his family ever again, trusting that what he had taught them, the seeds that he had planted in their hearts and their mind, would bear fruit in a land that he would never visit for the sake of their children and their grandchildren, while he stayed behind and helped those who were trying to survive in Holland. That's a different kind of Christian. Someone who plants seeds today, not for their own benefit, but to provide opportunity and blessing and prosperity for their children and their children's children. And they're willing to sacrifice everything now in order to give that gift to them, because they know that they can ultimately stand on the promises of God and be victorious.
How do you stand on the promises of God like that? I mean, how do you do what they did, what the pilgrims did? When you got all these doors, and that clip started out with Cameron talking about all these doors being slammed in the face of the pilgrims. And if we're not careful, if we just look at the closed doors and think, well, if it's not easy, therefore it's not something God wants me to do, obviously that was not true for the pilgrims. I mean, the pilgrims founded a Christian nation, and for most of our history, even though we have fallen far off the reservation these days, for most of our history, we have been a Christian country, and we have been blessed tremendously by God. So obviously, the mission they pursued was of God, despite the closed door. So how do you overcome all that stuff? How do you deal with that? Obviously, not in human willpower. You don't overcome the obstacles that the enemy, Satan, puts in your way with human willpower. The only way you can do that is through the power of Philippians 2:13. And reading Philippians 2:13 from the Amplified Bible, it reads this way: "Not in your own strength, for it is God who is all the while effectually at work in you, energizing and creating in you the power and the desire both to will and to work for his good pleasure and satisfaction and delight." The ability to overcome closed doors like what the pilgrims did, and the ability to overcome closed doors like can face us as we're trying to seek his career calling in our life, is to get the power from God to recognize which doors are being closed by him and which doors are being closed by Satan, and when the enemy is closing them, to give us the power, God to give us the power to overcome them. Now, obviously, how do you get that power? Well, you've got to have a strong relationship with God. Are you living righteously? Are you living in a holy fashion? Are you reading and studying and meditating regularly on your Bible? Are you praying regularly? If you are, and you're cultivating your relationship with God, then you will be able to recognize through the witness of the Holy Spirit that lives within you which doors are opened and closed by God and which doors are being opened and closed by the enemy. And if you don't have that strong relationship with God, if you're not resting on the promises of God like the pilgrims did, then you'll be confused on a regular basis as to which doors are being opened and closed by God and which doors are being opened and closed by the enemy. Now, does God close doors? Sure he does. One example is found in Acts chapter 16 when the Holy Spirit forbids Paul and Silas from preaching in Asia. But too often we interpret any and all adversity to be a closed door from God when it's oftentimes the devil who's trying to stop our forward progress. So again, you must have this deep, rich, obedient relationship with God if you want to be able to discern the difference. All right, that's some heavy stuff, no doubt, but it's stuff that we all need to hear. Because if you don't have that rich relationship with God, you will be constantly confused about which direction you're supposed to go. But after that heavy stuff, we've got to lighten things up a little bit. So it's time for another edition. We haven't had one in a while. It's time for another edition of Take This Job and Shove It.
Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. A woman done left and took all the reason I was working for.
All right, if you feel like it's time to move on, you've had all the fun you can stand, and you believe the Lord would have you move elsewhere to have more fun elsewhere, a great tool I've mentioned before on the program, but I want to mention a little bit more right now, is Glassdoor.com. Glassdoor.com. It's a great tool. It's not the only tool online that you can use to search out your next job or career, but it's certainly a great resource because it does several different things. You can search for job openings in your area, in the field that you want to get into. You can also, and this is where I think the power is in Glassdoor.com, you can also research companies and read anonymous reviews of actual employees of those companies and find out what those employees are saying about the working environment there and the people they work for there. So you can read all kinds of reviews, whether good, bad, or ugly, about what it's like to work in this company. And also, a lot of folks that participate in Glassdoor.com will also show you, or write about, rather, the salaries that they're earning. So you can get real intelligence from the inside on what people are paying at that company for that type of work. Now, you can join Glassdoor.com for free. There's no charge. And the way you can start is you can sign up with a Facebook account, a Google account, or you can just sign up with an email address and password if that's what you want to do. And when you first sign up, you'll get simply a 10-day access. If you want to have lifetime access, then you have to offer an anonymous review yourself, either of your current employer or a previous employer, and you can either give insight into the salary you earned there or what it was like to work there, or maybe you just interviewed at a company and you want to give insight about the interview process that you went through in that company. But if you give some more rich and maybe a deeper level of detail regarding a company, then you'll get lifetime access to Glassdoor.com. And you can keep on searching and searching and searching. But the beauty of that is that you get the inside skinny on what's happening somewhere before you get there. Because a lot of times hiring managers are trying to sell good candidates on working there, and they may not tell you a true picture of what it's like to work there. So that's our last edition, or our latest edition, I should say, of Take This Job and Shove It. Maestro Johnny Paycheck, let's hear him again.
Take this job and shove it.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us again today on another edition of Career Callings. If you'd like copies of any articles that were referenced and videos or audios that we used on the program, go to careercallings.net/radio, where you're welcome to download a free podcast of the program and see links to the material we used. Do you know what value God created you to bring to the world? If you don't, now's the time to start looking.